right now at 7.
I just know he doesn't want us to be sick.
For the first time, we're hearing from the family of a security guard who gave his life to protect Bay Area journalists. As Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf makes a new pledge on policing the crime-stricken city.
There is nothing progressive about unbridled gun violence.
Plus, the warning about a very specific type of robbery targeting seniors in the Tri-Valley tonight.
And have you noticed how hazy it looks out there over the past couple of days? We'll talk about what that means for air quality. I'll show you what the current readings are coming up.
It's very compelling.
The testimony that prompted Elizabeth Holmes to break down on the stand at her fraud trial in San Jose.
And forever in flight, the Bay Area drone startup with a lofty goal that could change the world.
We begin with Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf's new pledge on policing as the city's crime crisis spirals out of control and its law enforcement staffing hits a critically low point. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
I'm Alan Martin. KPIX5's Wilson Walker reports instead of freezing police hiring as planned, the mayor is now proposing the opposite.
Today, the mayor announced that the city has officially fallen below its minimum of 678 officers. Mayor Schaaf says that's part of what is behind what is happening in Oakland right now, a surge of violence that has stretched over several weeks, continuing to claim lives.
The unacceptable and tragic loss of life, especially of innocent children, good Samaritans, and people who had dedicated their professional careers to keeping others safe, as well as supporting a free press.
Oakland's wave of high profile and deadly violence continued over the weekend. The city's 127th homicide came Sunday when a man was shot and killed while trying to interrupt an auto burglary in the middle of the afternoon on a busy Grand Avenue.
Those who are committing crime realize there's no accountability at our level on the streets. Nor at the court system, we are seeing that dangerous rise of destruction before us.
There is nothing progressive about unbridled gun violence. This is what Oaklanders want, a comprehensive and effective approach to safety, and that includes adequate police staffing.
In Oakland, Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Now, Oakland's 126th homicide came Saturday when retired police officer Kevin Nishida succumbed to injuries that he suffered in a shooting days earlier while working as a security guard for a local news crew. Kevin also worked frequently with KPIX 5 crews and was supposed to be on vacation with his family in Hawaii later this week. Our Betty Yu spoke with his daughter.
If you think about going forward in your everyday life, like I try to think about, like, what would Kevin want us to be? And what would Kevin want us to do? What might that be?
I know for one thing, he wants to stop crying. I know he'll want us to take the vacation, but to be honest, like, it's too hard to do. I don't even know how many months can pass until we can go on that airplane without crying that he was supposed to come with us. I know that he'll want us to keep telling funny stories about him, even if it's embarrassing. I just know he doesn't want us to be sad.
You can see much more of Betty's interview tonight at 11. We'll also be posting it on KPIX.com. On the website, you'll also find a link to a trust fund for the Nishida family.
Meanwhile, tonight, police in San Ramon are warning about an uptick in a specific scam targeting seniors. Twice over the holiday weekend, elderly women walking near Mosaic Park were approached by people who pulled up in SUVs, struck up a conversation, and used a sleight of hand technique to steal their jewelry. Similar incidents were reported in other cities. Police are now urging people not to wear expensive jewelry or watches while out alone.
We were in court today as one of three suspects arrested in the mob-style robbery at the Walnut Creek Nordstrom pleaded not guilty to a series of felony charges. Police say they found more than $2,000 worth of merchandise in 19-year-old Rodney Robinson's car.
Tonight, police are looking for the smash-and-grab thieves who targeted a Santa Clara shoe shop. The group broke through the front doors of Fix Kicks overnight. It's the second time that store has been hit. No word on how much was taken this time, but some of the shoes they sell are worth upwards of $1,000. Meanwhile, four people armed with hammers smashed their way through the cosmetics section of an Antioch Walgreens over the weekend, stealing $2,400 worth of products from locked plexiglass cases. The suspects are described as three men and a woman wearing COVID face masks and hoodies.
Now to a bird's eye view from Chopper 5. The hazy skies over the South Bay. The air quality has a lot of people talking right now.
Well, you can breathe easy because meteorologist Darren Peck tells us it looks a lot worse than it actually
is. Yeah, it's moderate. But still, it does not look pretty out there. And I just want to show you another view of that to kind of help explain what's going on. That's the view this afternoon from the top of the Salesforce Tower. And you can see that very well-defined line on top. That's an inversion that happens when we get weather like this. Sunny, much warmer than average. We're like 10 degrees warmer than average right now. That's high pressure pushing down. There's your lid on the atmosphere. Everything's getting trapped underneath it. And we just keep recycling the same air. Let me show you what the air quality readings are like. Moderate everywhere, Bay Area wide. Now, there's no air quality advisory from this. We're not even under a spare the air, but it's not going to look pretty, and moderate air quality is not the best. We'd like it to be good, so maybe don't overdo it out there over the next few days. I'll be back with the forecast in just a couple of minutes, guys. Back over to you.
All right, Darren, we'll see you then. Prosecutors in Elizabeth Holmes' fraud trial will get a chance to cross-examine her tomorrow about the testimony that prompted her to break down in tears on the stand in San Jose today. She described how she processed being raped during her freshman year at Stanford by dedicating herself to building a business. She also testified her former business partner and live-in boyfriend, Sonny Balwani, was controlling. She said he often bullied her and sometimes forced her into sex. She even took notes, which were shown to the jury.
It's very compelling evidence, and it certainly goes to whether or not she could form the intent to defraud.
Holmes is accused of deliberately misleading investors, doctors, and patients about an advanced blood testing technology that turned out not to work.
Twitter stock fell almost 3% today after word that CEO Jack Dorsey is stepping down. He spent 16 years at the helm of the social media company he co-founded. In a statement, Dorsey said the company is ready to move on from its founders. Twitter's chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will take over as CEO. Dorsey will stay on as a member of Twitter's board until May to help with the transition.
Live look at SFO, which just welcomed the first ever direct flight from Vietnam to the U.S. Vietnam Airlines plans to make two flights per week in each direction between San Francisco and Ho Chi Minh City, the Bay Area home to the largest Vietnamese population outside of Vietnam. Our Kenny Choi will have more details on that long-awaited new travel option tonight at 11.
Still to come, it could be a game changer for everything from national security to fighting California wildfires.
Do you think that we will see a perpetually flying drone in the sky in your lifetime?
By the end of this year, you will.
The Bay Area startup hoping to achieve that lofty goal using an energy-saving trick that's actually been around forever.
Plus, with no end in sight to the logjam at Southern California ports, why are so many ships bypassing a relatively empty Oakland?
And a reminder, our Food for Bay Area Families drive is on. To donate your time or money to help our neighbors in need this holiday season, just go to kpix.com/give. And we'll be right back.